Hello, welcome to Talk to Tate Tuesdays. Again, thank you for allowing me to take 5 to 7 minutes from your day. I really appreciate you listening. So this past weekend was really crazy for me. I got a call from my good friends, Helen and Jerry, in which they were checking on me because they had gotten a phone call in which someone stated that I had died. Well, I didn't die. So in the words of Mark Twain, reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. Last week, my daughter Chase gave me some pointers on how I can improve my time with you. She told me I should ask you to set a notification on your devices. That way, whenever I send out a new podcast, you'll be notified. So if you do that, it would be much appreciated. I would also like to thank my friend, my brother, my comrade, Gene, aka G Money, for the suggestions he made to improve the show. So all in all, I got a lot of feedback last week, most positive, some negative. The one question that kept coming up was, Tate, why are you doing this now? What is the point? So I'm going to start there today. And hopefully this will touch on any one of you that that you've ever wanted to do something and for whatever reason, you didn't do it, right? Whether it was fear, whether someone talked you out of it. Let's start there. I watch a lot of documentaries on successful people. I love hearing about how they become the icons of the industry. You know, I love to hear about athletes that talk about the obstacles that they had to overcome in order to reach their goals. I love hearing about the struggle, right? When I worked at FedEx, the most famous story in the company was about our founder, Fred Smith. And the story goes that when he was in college, he had to do a paper on a new business. And so he turned in to his professor the concept for FedEx. His professor hated the concept. It didn't make sense. Said it would never work. Really. You know, whenever you want to do something that people don't understand, you're probably going to hear that it doesn't make sense, it's not going to work, why are you doing it? And that's okay. See, the thing is, successful people, they don't focus their time on what if it doesn't work. Because they already know if it doesn't work, they can readjust. They'll come at it from a different angle. Successful people, they're more concerned about what happens if I don't even try, if I make no effort, right? Every single day, we're hearing about the coronavirus. So we wear masks, we social distance, we wash our hands 100 times a day, and that's great because that's exactly what we should be doing. However, I think that the strongest virus that we deal with in our lives is that of fear. Fear of failure. But the good thing for all of you out there is you already have the antidote inside of you. And that is, you just need to try. And you're gonna fail at some things, and that's okay. That doesn't make you any less than. It doesn't make you a failure. But at least you tried. And you can try again. And again. And again. So that's why I'm here. Because in my lifetime, I wanted to do so many things, but I was afraid. You know, I was afraid that if I failed, people would laugh at me. I was afraid that if I failed, it made me less than. But I decided a little while ago that I was going to be motivated. No, let's change that word, because we're all motivated, right? When we wake up in the morning, we're motivated. But motivation doesn't get you anything. I decided I was going to execute my ideas. I'm going to put them forward, right? And with that, I knew that no matter what happened, at least I got inside the ring. So I already won. In the Bible, there's a story about Peter. And the story goes that Peter got out of a boat and he walked on water. Now, we don't know how long Peter walked on the water for, but he did walk on water. Now, most people, they focus on the fact that when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink. And that's true. However, Peter walked on water. So I look at it from that angle. At least he tried, right? So if any one of you have any desire to do anything and you've been putting it off, just try. And if you fail, try again. This week, you may not be able to go to work, but all of you still have work to do. So in the words of the late George Michael, there's no S, you've shown me you can take, you've got some giving to do. See you next Tuesday.